Hello and welcome back to Inkology. This was originally supposed to be a Final Fantasy VII Remake episode because it's actually the entire reason I started wanting to do a podcast. There was so much I wanted to say about the game that I just wanted to talk about it because I knew that there was other things I wanted to focus while writing. Now, sometimes you get distracted, and while I was trying to think of what to talk about and how to structure myself, because there is a lot, and I do always try to get other opinions on things, because I personally didn't have the same experience as others. So while researching a little, I was watching a video by the YouTuber JebTube on the Sonic franchise, to be more specific, about the Adventure franchise, which is a very important thing to my childhood, because one of the first games I got on the GameCube, and actually the original reason I got a GameCube, was Sonic Adventure Battle 2. And this was probably a while. You know, I played the second one before I even played the first one. And, Sonic was actually a video game franchise from my childhood. I grew up with Sonic the Hedgehog 2 as one of my fondest memories, because it was back in the day when Blockbuster was still around. I was in the States visiting my father, and we went together to Blockbuster and got a console. And it was that day, it was a Sega Game Gear, and I got to choose a game. And, you know, Blockbuster as a kid, you try to find what is the coolest looking cover. And for me at the time, it was Sonic the Hedgehog 2, where you see, you know, Tails. And I was a huge Tails fan at the time. I got that game and I fell in love with it, and I even collected some of the Archie comics when I was a kid. So Sonic was always a character I had a deep love for as a kid. That made me really excited when Sonic the Hedgehog, the film, was announced, because I, in a way, it was the one video game character that lended itself to work the most as a film, mostly because we've seen the character surrounded by regular humans. It took Mario until Odyssey to really be around other people, and even then they kind of showcase how different he is from what a normal person would look like. And so Sonic, I was excited until I saw the first trailer, and the design of Sonic came out. I think most everyone agrees on this. It was probably one of the strangest surreal experiences, because it was exactly what everyone feared. Someone made a design, they made a lot of different designs, someone said, no, it has to be as realistic as possible, and it ended up being an amalgamation of a horror character with whatever someone thought Sonic looked like. So the fact that we got to change that is still amazing to me, that they actually went back, postponed the film, redesigned the character, even with everything, marketing, publications, everything already prepared, that they still reacted to fan reception was such a great thing. And in the film, I actually really enjoyed the film. I even geeked out at some points, because I mean, to be honest, I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan. We haven't seen him in cinemas in a long time. He was such a perfect choice for Robotnik. And I actually, even though I was a little surprised by the voice choice, I think Sonic was really well done. And it's odd to think that we're talking about a Sonic the Hedgehog film. But the thing is, and I'm still surprised we haven't gotten any announcements, the film did quite a lot of money, and there's still no sequel announcement or any idea which direction the film franchise is going to head. So while watching this video by JebTube, I just kind of had an idea how they could potentially do exactly that. And this is actually, I originally, when I was blogging not too long ago, when I had my original Watchmen archive, when it was called, I did a series called Pitch Please, where I just kind of pitched ideas that I wanted to see, where I knew these aren't stories I can write, or just I had very small idea concepts. I thought it would be much more fun just to share the concepts in general. And so I kind of am reviving this. So Final Fantasy VII Remake is still coming, but now we're going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog 2020 sequel ideas in this new series, Pitching Inc. And so let's start with pretty much where we left off. So anyone who has not watched the film, huge spoilers incoming. The film ended with Robotnik stuck on a strange planet full of mushrooms and Tails showing up, who seem to have some kind of connection to Tails has a connection to Tails. He has a connection to Sonic. And that's pretty much it. There was no, like, villain tease outside of the fact that Robotnik looked closer to his original counterpart, which was such a fantastic touch. But we don't really know where they're heading with the story. Now, the thing is, I think what many people want to see is some of the iconic characters to make more appearances. Tails is a great first start, but there's a lot of others that even were teased in a way that we want to see return. And for me, the question is, of course, is this franchise going to be closer to the Archie comics, or will they follow pretty much the games? Now, I had a hard time thinking how could it work with the original three games, because there's not really much story, you know? It's Robotnik captures poor little animals and turns them into robots. Now, these animals were a bit more, you know, they weren't your classic animals. It's really odd to think, okay, Robotnik will come back from the planet dimension he's stuck in and turn every animal into a machine, because he already had these droids, these egg-shaped droids, which was such a great touch. And then it kind of hit me, what if they have Robotnik sit out the second film? And now, as much as I kind of want to see Jim Carrey in every possible Sonic franchise ever from now on, there's a point I'm trying to make. Now, let's imagine that we start the next film with Sonic meeting Tails. It's about, you know, what do they have in common? They get to learn each other. There's a lot of more emotional aspects for Sonic to kind of uncover or that friendship they had. And we probably also get to see, you know, Tails as an engineer. But there's probably a reason why he's looking for Sonic. And he's probably not the only one, because if we remember in the beginning of the film, there were echidnas trying to hunt him down. Now, just that concept alone introduces us to a potential mythology aspect of this Sonic franchise by trying to bring Sonic back to the original world. Maybe his parent figure, the owl, who I think Longclaw was her name. Also, I'm not sure because I found out that the dub, so I watched it in German. I think it was a woman's voice, but I'm unsure if it's the same in the English version. I was just reading that it's a different voice for some reason. So correct me if I'm wrong about that. But still, he has a reason to return. And instead of, you know, him going to Earth, this is a chance for Donut Lord to follow him, to give him his support. And we land in the original world, potentially in a temple where the Chaos Emerald is. And this gives us a great introduction to the concept of emeralds, because anyone will know Chaos Emeralds, etc., are a huge iconic aspect of the franchise. So let's not kind of throw in that there are seven Chaos Emeralds. I don't think they're going to do an Infinity War buildup of someone collecting all seven throughout multiple films, but still introducing the concept of an emerald that gives powers. Now, maybe Sonic's powers in general are directly connected to the Master Emerald already. That would give him a great tie. And the reason, and we find out that the echidnas were looking for him for a different reason than he originally thought. While they are kind of portrayed in Sonic Adventure as, you know, evil beings, and they're the reason why Chaos originally goes on a rampage, I think maybe they learned from their lessons because they're still around. Maybe they're not. That would be a different aspect that they try to find out what happened to them. But what I really would love to see, and this was the original inspiration for this concept, for the first sequel of Sonic the Hedgehog, I want him to introduce Chaos. It's an iconic character, a huge fan favorite, and most of all, a very unique enemy to face, because we already had Sonic fighting Eggman. That was pretty much Sonic 1, Sonic 2 concept, besides Tails, was in the first film. Now we can introduce Sonic Adventure and, at the same time, elements from Sonic 3 and Knuckles into the second film. Just imagine we have the Chaos Emerald and this village where we also are introduced to a young Knuckles is protecting the Master Emerald and is trying to uncover what is happening to some of the people that are affected by these powers, such as Tails, who seems to have a connection, and Sonic. This is a cool idea for kind of bringing or tying everything together and also giving it a more personal stake for Sonic to uncover his own past. I do hope they don't over-explain because it could stray a little too far away from the original concept of Sonic the Hedgehog because, you know, there's no reason to explain why he's super fast in the games. I'm unsure if there was in the cartoon. I think I remember in the comics once reading a version where it was a normal kid being transformed into Sonic. I can never find that comic again. I just remember reading it. Maybe it's kind of like a Mandela effect. But that gives us some great stakes, and we are introduced to the world where Sonic is from. Now, with Chaos being awakened, we have a main protagonist who gives actually Sonic his biggest challenge. We haven't really seen him interact with water. Water is his biggest weakness in the games, so it also kind of adds to him growing as a character, to uncovering that he needs help from characters like Tails, and maybe even Knuckles, who will help him. And this is pretty much his story of growing up. We get closer to the version of the character we know from the games. It gives Tails and Sonic a way to become close friends. They're introduced to Knuckles, who's kind of like, he likes them, but could also be kind of an antagonist as well. And they kind of have to work together at the end to defeat Chaos. And I kind of just imagining the ending, so the same ending with Ultimate Chaos destroying a city, and Sonic having to fight him. Now, I'm unsure myself how it would work to fight him without actually the Chaos Emeralds being around, but at the same time, they have changed his powers so much with an electricity base that it would be a nice twist that his biggest fear is water, but he also has an innate ability to fight that fear. And just a climactic battle in a destroyed, sunken city against perfect Chaos just to me seems like a perfect touch. Because this is a more local danger. This isn't something that goes worldwide yet. But this is where it ties in. It does create it ties in with a sequel, another sequel. It does create an uncertainty about these creatures coming to the planet. Because potentially through Chaos, more and more of creatures from Sonic's original world are entering their world and trying to find a place to live. This opens up the possibility of introducing other characters like Amy, who I'm really excited to kind of see what they do with that kind of character in this franchise, especially with a very young and a bit naive Sonic. And so that would be a lot of fun to explore. Now, I do want a human villain who follows them, who tries to uncover what they're doing, and that should be Robotnik's assistant. He's a perfect character to kind of want to avenge what happened to Robotnik. We see he has a very strong connection with him, but also this opens up the possibility of him potentially being the founder of another Sonic Adventure 2 element of GUN. So GUN was pretty much a military force that had flying robots, not too dissimilar from what Robotnik had but they were just military based. So it would be fun to kind of see, okay, Robotnik is gone. His friend or... It's really hard to say what they were. There were teases of potentially being more, which also would be really interesting to explore what relationship they have. But he tries to get revenge on Sonic by creating these GUN robots and GUN droids, which gives a good tie into the next film, which will be a focus on Sonic Adventure 2. Now, this is where the thing comes in, where I think this is going to be the biggest challenge. I think they're, like I said, Robotnik should not be in the sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog, but I think it would be cool to have him in like a post-credit sequence stealing the Master Emerald while Knuckles, who has become the new guardian of the Emerald, is forced to break it or is forced to try to fight him, and it breaks in the end. But instead of in this world having separate Chaos Emeralds, the Master Emerald is shattered into 7 pieces that have to be reunited. This way you can kind of combine both storylines from finding all the Chaos Emeralds and finding all the shards of the Master Emerald in Sonic Adventure 2. This becomes the basis of the sequel. They have to find all the shards as Robotnik is trying to uncover his own history. He got probably a little insane and is trying to find his roots back. And this way we can kind of combine it with him finding the Ark, or actually uncovering his a failed experiment by his grandfather, which also gives us the introduction to Shadow, which is such an iconic character. I doubt that we will not see him sooner. We'll see him sooner rather than later. So we already have Gunn chasing down Sonic and Tails, potentially Donut Lord. I'm unsure if they're going to keep him around or not, but it still would be at least give some kind of element that Sonic isn't 100% safe, and there's a change in the world because of the actions of Chaos. There's a lot of distrust towards creatures from his world. We pretty much have that. We have the introduction, we have a way to introduce Robotnik back, have him probably have built in that time where he was gone crazy. He built an entire empire of robots and started pretty much from scratch, which, you know, he is supposed to be a genius. So it's kind of fun to see what would he do in this crazy world as he comes back and still be a bit more zany than he already is. Well, that was great. Can't cut that out. And then we also see a potential expansion with other characters. We could see Amy show up, maybe even Rouge. And it becomes a bigger stake story because Shadow would also have a connection, because we know in a way that these creatures like Sonic did not exist in the original world, where probably that will be our mainstay. And so that connection that, you know, why would Dr. Gerald Robotnik create a ultimate life form like Shadow if there was never a hedgehog in their world? So probably there might be a potential that he will be a clone or be some kind of based on Sonic himself. Unsure how that's gonna, you know, come over, because a lot has changed in the world for really the original stories to be told. But still, there is a way to introduce Shadow. And I kind of would love to see a rivalry, because that's the one thing I think we need for Sonic, is a rivalry with someone who can keep up with speed. In the first one, he pretty much came to terms what it means to have friends. The second one will be about facing his own fears. So the third one will be about uncovering what it means to be Sonic, what responsibilities he has, and especially what it means if he's not the only one with the exact same powers. He's not the only hedgehog. What's that mean for himself? And so I think Shadow makes sense as a character to introduce, which, plus, you know, with the combination of the Master Emerald being split into the seven Chaos Emeralds, could turn it into a world-trotting adventure. Seeing Sonic speed through the world, trying to find all the emeralds, while Robotnik is slowly in the background building up his plan, also trying to find these emeralds with the help of Shadow, that all leads up to the arc element of him trying to take over the world, or actually more, which would make more sense, to take revenge on the world for pretty much not taking him serious. Or it could just be a purely private thing of him being pissed off of being stuck on a planet with mushrooms and taking that out on Sonic. So there's a lot of potential you can explore with this. And I'm really kind of happy that I watched these videos by JebTube. And I will tell you, check them out. If you're a huge Sonic fan, they're long videos, give a lot of insight into gameplay and everything. A lot of fun for any Sonic fan to check out. And it's just, I'm really happy these concepts came to mind. Could be absolute nonsense in the end. I'm just, you know, rambling. But I'm really excited to see where this franchise goes. I really hope we get an announcement for a sequel soon. Hopefully also an idea which direction they're going to head. So it's going to be interesting. And I kind of think it would be really interesting to explore these elements. There's a lot of mythology surrounding Sonic and the hedgehogs and all those elements and the echidna. They teased something already that it would be a waste not to build upon that foundation, let's say. And I'm just really curious where they're going to head. And I just really want to see more of Jim Carrey as Robotnik, probably one of my favorite castings in a long time. So, hey, you know, what is your relationship with Sonic? Did you grow up with him? Would you want to see these Sonic adventures, inspirations in the films? Were you a fan of the film? Did you not like the film at all? I would be really happy to see what everyone else has to say, and if what I'm thinking is absolute nonsense, and that could be true as well. So thank you for listening, and keep spinning that ink.